Tonight we're talking about prayer. That seems to be I don't know how I would describe it, but prayer is my thing, if you would. Praise God. I love to pray. I love prayer. Glory to God. I had a praying mom and a praying dad, so that's how I learned to pray. And of course, when I came here, it was expanded. It increased. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prayer. It means to intercede, petition, or make a request. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray, glory to God, pray without ceasing. That is, we should always be in a praying spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we're going to look at people and situations. Hallelujah. Glory to God, where prayer was made and prayer prevailed. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. And would you turn with me to Acts 12, hallelujah, and 1. Glory to God. Now here it's talking about Peter being delivered from prison. Hallelujah. Verse 1 says, now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. Glory to God. How many of you know that if God be for us, then who can be against us? Amen. Praise God, praise God. I would prefer to have the whole world against me and God for me. That's a good situation to be in, amen? Because you know that God will prevail. He will prevail every time. He will take care of his own. He will answer prayer. He will answer the cry of his own. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Verse 2 says, and he, that is Herod, killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Amen. Glory. Now, James was the brother of the apostle John and son of Zebedee. Hallelujah. Verse 3. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. That is, then were the days of the Passover. Praise God. Verse 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions. Four quaternions was a company of four soldiers posted for each of the four watches of the night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 5, it says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Now when the church begin to pray. Hallelujah. Something happens. Glory to God. Something awesome happens from heaven. Glory to God. Because when his children cry out to him with a genuine heart, he cannot help but come forth and do something. Praise God. Praise God. He will answer prayer. Amen. Every time he will answer prayer. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Verse 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let us just go back a few verses. When it said that Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God on his behalf. Now, the church began to pray unto God. They did not go to Herod and say, "Oh, you know, woe is Peter. Would you please release Peter?" No, they went to the one who they knew would bring about a change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 7. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and his chains fell off from his hands. Verse 8. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he saith unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." Praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper." Hallelujah. "And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn." Glory to God. "For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Amen. Now you all act like you're sleeping out there. Did everybody eat something today? My God, my God. Wake up. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now you all know better. Glory to God. No weapon. Now notice it says, no weapon that is formed. It did not say that it would not be formed. It says that is formed. That means once it's formed, it's all, according to the word of the Lord, it's already defeated. Glory to God. The enemy is already defeated once he comes against us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the part I like. Go ahead and form your weapon. Go ahead and do what you're going to do. But I know the outcome. Glory to God. That reminds me, I think it's time for a testimony. Praise God. Praise God. When I when I was in the hospital, that particular week, I was living, I went out and stayed, spent some time with my sister to assist her, and she said, "I don't know what's going on with you," she said, "but you're not acting like yourself," because I was, I would always stay in her bedroom, and I was in her bed lying down for the most part during the time that I was there, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And so Sunday morning, she and my niece came to the door, and my niece said, "We're going to take you out of here because you're not acting like Virginia. You're acting like somebody else." I had lost my sense of taste, and since I lost my sense of taste, I could not eat anything. I had to force myself just to eat a small amount. And if you really look at me, I can't afford to lose weight, and I had already started losing weight, and I'm still trying to regain it by the grace of God. And so she did. She said, "Go ahead and get dressed, and I'm going to take you down." She took me down to the Longwood Hospital, and they checked me in and immediately took me into quarantine, where it felt like it was about 40 some odd degrees in there. And I don't have any reserve on me, so that was unusually cold for me. So I said, "Listen, if you all expect me to stay in here," I said, "you're going to have to bring me some blankets. And I don't mean one, two, or three. I need 5 blankets, and I need them yesterday." Praise God. And they did. They brought them to me, and I was still cold, but I was much more comfortable. So they kept me in there for about 4 hours. And every time I look around, somebody was coming to draw some blood. I said, "Now, I know you all must have some vampires in here somewhere. You're getting too much of my blood. I don't have that much to begin with. And you're trying to draw the rest of it out." So, you know, I made them laugh. Praise God. And so toward the end of the 4 hours, the physician came in, the emergency physician came in, and he said, "Well, we're going to keep you for observation overnight." I said, "Okay, as long as you get me out of this freezer, that'll be fine with me." And I asked him, I said, "Well, in the room that you're taking me to," I said, "is it as cold as it is in here right now?" He said, "No, you'll be able to adjust the thermometer yourself." I said, "Well, that's good. I'm ready to get out of here." So they took me upstairs, and I stayed overnight. And the following day, about an hour before they released me, the physician that was upstairs, he came in and he said, "Well, the test," while I was in quarantine downstairs, they came in and stuck these things up my nose. And I don't like, 2 things I don't like: stuff going up my nose and in my ears. I've always been that way. And they come in and they did it so quickly, Pastor, that before I had a chance to say anything, it was over. So he said, "Well, the test results show that you've been exposed." And they had already, you know, made other, you know, they had examined me otherwise, made other tests during the time I was downstairs. And he said, "From the way you're looking," he said, you're in good health for it to be 79. I said, "Well, I give God the glory. He's always the reason for my being here." And so they released me. He said, "Well, we're going to send you home for 14 days of quarantine." I said, "14 days of quarantine? Me? Someone who's used to getting up, going, and doing what I need to do by the grace of God for myself, and you're going to put me in, you want me to stay cooped up in my apartment for 14 long days?" He said, "Yes, you're going to have to do that." I said, "Well, if I have to, I have to." But boy, those 14 days was not easy for me. But I was obedient because I had to do that. But God, during those 14 days, it gave me a chance to reassess, if you will, my relationship with the Lord. And I began to pray more. I began to read the word more. And it did something to me and in me during those 14 days. And I praise God for being quarantined. You know, there are times when we, you know, we have a busy schedule, busy, busy, busy. But then there are times when we need to just relax, you know, and spend more time with the Lord. And I praise God for that. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. And all the time, He's good. And during those 14 days, I think like about the last week, my taste buds started returning, and I felt more energized, and then I started eating everything but the kitchen sink. Praise God. I just thank God that during that time, He renewed me. Praise God. And so I agree with Isaiah when it says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Oh God, I give God glory. Because initially, if you can recall, initially they had said that they were concerned, it was, you know, they were more concerned about the elderly. But after a while, that thing turned around and it started going back down through the ages, the different age levels. But again, I praise God for delivering me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I think we are on verse 7. No, we're on verse 9, I believe. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, hallelujah, now I know, glory to God, of a surety, hallelujah, that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, glory to God, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. He knew then that God had intervened on his behalf. Glory to God. You know, if we have a close and an intimate relationship with the Lord, on when things are going well with us, then when trouble comes, you know, the Lord will hastily almost come to our rescue. Amen. Praise God. But we've got to have that close relationship when things are going well. So when trouble comes, you know, we won't be embarrassed or ashamed about calling him. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Let me see where I am. Okay. Verse 12. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Hallelujah. Again, prayer prevails. Hallelujah. And In Luke 18 and 1, it says, and he, that is Jesus, spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. It didn't say sometimes or perhaps, or if you feel like doing it. He said that men ought always to pray, hallelujah, and not to faint. Because if we don't pray, we will faint on the wayside, not literally, but faint by losing hope wanting to draw back, wanting to throw in the towel, wanting to give up. But that's not our portion in the name of the Lord. Praise God. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. Now, listen to this, verse 14. And when she knew Peter's voice, okay, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. Now, mind you, they had been praying all this time for his deliverance. Amen? And so now that he was delivered, they don't believe it's him. I don't know how they managed that, but it happened. Verse 15. Okay, verse 16. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go shew these things unto James and to the brethren." And he departed and went into another place. Praise God. Now, as soon as it was day, there were no small stir among the soldiers. What was become of Peter? Where is he? What happened to him? And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. Praise God. Now, he blamed the soldiers that were supposed to be watching over him. He blamed them for Peter's escape, if you will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at, this is a reference scripture. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. Hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Here Paul is prepared for warfare. His weapons, however, are not the weapons prized by this world and fashioned by human pride and arrogance. In other words, his weapons are not physical. They are spiritual. Our weapons are not physical. They are always spiritual in order for prayer to prevail. Amen? Glory to God. Imaginations and every high thing was defiantly raised against the knowledge of God. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. That is, the center of man's being thus becomes fully subject to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And as you remember, on last night, I believe it was, Pastor mentioned about Paul, this thorn, there was a thorn given to him in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet him. Amen? Praise God. But then the Lord reminded him that his grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. And you know, whomever the Lord calls, he always equips. And he gives us what we need in any particular situation. What we need to do is follow through on the word of God with corresponding actions. Amen? Praise God. We either believe the word or we don't believe it. And in order to believe it, we have to receive it and then begin to walk in the word. Hallelujah. By faith. Amen. Because everything we do in this life is by faith. Amen. Praise God. And faith is what? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise God. Faith is believing the invisible. Praise God. If the Lord promised you anything, and we must keep our eyes focused on his word, regardless of what we're hearing from this side or what we're hearing from that side, we must keep our eyes focused on his word and have corresponding action and begin to act and walk and talk like we believe the word of the Lord. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. I'm reminding about, there's an expression in the world that says, what is it? What is that expression? Come on. What is that expression? It'll come to me later on. But anyway, whatever we say, we must back it up. Hallelujah. With our actions in the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And I like it when the Lord reminded Paul that my grace is sufficient for thee. I know what you're going through. Glory to God. But I want you to know that when I called you, I graced you with whatever happens at any given moment. My grace is sufficient for whatever happens to you at any given moment. And you can handle it. By my grace, you can handle it. By my grace, you can overcome it in the name of the Lord. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a time when we have to put our faith into corresponding action. Praise God. Talk like we believe the word of the Lord. Walk like we believe the word of the Lord. Amen. Speak it with boldness. Glory to God. And with confidence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we never know who's listening to us. Amen. Praise God. We never know who's watching. Glory to God. So we have to put this word into action. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Now, I may need you to help me. I think I've lost my place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Help me out here, someone. Where did I stop? Praise God. All right. 19? Okay, praise God. Yes, I think I mentioned that. Hallelujah. I don't know where I am time-wise, Pastor. Glory to God. Mark 11, 24. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and what? Ye shall have them. Glory to God. Believe it, receive it, and we shall have them. Glory to God. Let us go ahead and read. Would you put up verse 25 and 26 for me? Because it is attached to prayer. Verse 25 and 26. Can you put that up for me on the screen? Praise God. Hallelujah. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. That's something that we need to keep in mind. Amen. Because many times unforgiveness will hinder our prayers. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It will. Glory to God. Let us look at Acts 16. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts 16. And let me get my verse here. Acts 16 and 16. Acts 16, 16. And here it's talking about Paul and Silas being imprisoned. Glory to God for preaching and teaching the word of the Lord. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. This was a demonic spirit, and Paul picked up on it. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation." And she did, and this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit. Now, he didn't speak to the woman. He spoke to the spirit that was inside the woman. Glory to God. "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. Now, check this out. Verse 19. "And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and threw them into the marketplace unto the rulers." Now, all of a sudden, this lady had been delivered from this demonic spirit. Amen? And, well, they had to be some lazy men to begin with to have a woman out there working for them. I have a problem with that because I grew up under a strong man of God. A man is not supposed to have a woman supporting him. I mean, that just doesn't look good. Now, it's up to them if they want to do that, if that's their thing, you know, personally. But it sure doesn't look good. A man is supposed to provide for his family. Amen? Praise God, a strong man, godly man, is supposed to provide for his family. And even, you know what, even the worldly man is supposed to provide for his family. Amen, because God made them the head. Even saved or unsaved, God made the man the head. Praise God. And he's supposed to set an example for his family, more so when he's a godly man. Glory to God. And in the church. Praise God. Okay, where am I? Help me out here. Okay, now verse 20. "And brought them to the magistrates, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them." Again, if God be for us, who can be against us? Come on, repeat after me. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Always keep that in mind. Hallelujah, and always remember that the Lord watches over his own day and night, night and day. And in you know, in the mornings when I wake up, I always thank God for waking me up in the morning and even at night before I go to bed, even when I'm driving down the highway. I remember a few years back when I was at this other church, I was driving down I-4. I was working in Deltona at the time, and I was living in Sanford, as I am now. And I'm driving down the road. I'm driving, but I'm still talking to the Lord. And he passed me, Pastor, and he was trying to get my attention, but I was in the midst of prayer, driving. But in the midst of prayer, I always ask the Lord to take care of me, shield and protect me, glory to God, from all danger, all harm, all accidents and incidents, aggressive and careless drivers, and even tailgaters. I include everything, and to shield and protect the car from all malfunctions, all breakdowns, and all flat tires. Listen, let me share something with you. When you live alone, well, let me just speak for Virginia. I have learned, because I've been widowed twice, I have learned over the course of the years to put my trust in the Lord. Now, there are some times, you know, when we might just get off track with our trust, but we quickly repent and get it right, and get back on the road, right? On the road called straight. But I have learned to put my trust in the Lord. And I talk to him just like I'm talking to you here. My dependence is upon him at all times, whether I'm sleeping or awake or driving, wherever I am, I know that I am covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And again, no weapon formed. Keep that in mind. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. We're always covered. Glory to God. Whether we're sleeping or awake, we are covered by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Worthy, worthy, worthy is his name. Praise God. He's always worthy regardless of the situation that we're in. He's always worthy. Praise God. Let me see where I left off. Where did I leave off? Okay. All right. I think verse 21. And teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, hallelujah. And the magistrate, praise God, rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. But now what they didn't know was that the Lord was on their side. See, when the enemy comes to attack us, he doesn't consider the God factor. He doesn't know about the God factor, that we are covered by the blood of the Lamb. Amen? Glory to God. And God will take care of his own. Glory, glory, glory. Okay, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, look at their neighbor and say, and at midnight. Glory to God. Paul and Silas prayed, hallelujah, and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. You know, this is why it is always important for us to acknowledge the Lord. Glory to God. The Bible says that we're to trust in him. Oh, come on, give me that scripture, Deacon Dan, if you put it on the board. Trust in him with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Glory to God. We have to do that. Praise God. Regardless of what we're going through, know that the Lord is on our side. Glory to God. He's always on our side. And he stands there. Philippians 4:19, according to Paul, he declared, because of he was speaking from a personal experience with the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, glory to God. 4:19, he said, but my God shall supply all you need. Glory to God. Everything that we need, he stands by to supply. He will supply. He shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. At midnight, they begin to pray. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. It's amazing what happens when we get together and begin to pray. The Bible says, where two or three, just two or three, are gathered together in his name, he says, there am I in the midst of them. I'm there. I just need you to have the number, the quota, two or three. And I'm there in your midst to do whatever needs to be done. Praise God. Amen. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm. We are all here. We have not escaped. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. Why? Because he heard them praying. And there's something about a genuine heartfelt prayer. It goes out and begin to just infiltrate, penetrate those that are nearby. It's amazing. We just don't know how effective our prayers are or can be at a time of trouble. Amen? Prayer will prevail. I'm telling you, it will prevail every time. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, prayer prevails. Glory to God. We just have to put it in corresponding action. Come on, repeat after me. But you have to put it in corresponding actions. Amen. Follow through on it. Glory to God. Follow through on the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I need to find my place again. Help me out. Glory to God. Okay, I'm over here. All right, he called, okay, verse 30, I think. And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that awesome? Because they prayed, a soul was saved. And not just him, his whole household was saved. As a result of prevailing prayer. Amen? Glory to God. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. Praise God. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Glory to God. Now, I know they didn't have the slightest idea when they were thrown into prison. The results of prevailing prayer and singing praises unto the Lord. Glory to God. Look what happened. The jailer was saved, plus all his house. What a testimony. Glory to God. What results that came from prevailing prayer and singing praises unto the Lord. Amen? Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Let me find my place again. All right. 34. Thank you. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced. Can you imagine how the jailer felt? Glory to God. Saved. Glory to God. Sanctified. Praise God. Hallelujah. And his house. That was much reason to rejoice. Glory to God. For the word of the Lord says, rejoice. Hallelujah. And again I say rejoice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the sergeants, saying, let those men go. And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, the magistrate have sent to let you go. Now, therefore, depart and go in peace. But Paul had another idea in mind. Uh-huh. Let's see what he says to them in reply. But Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly, uncondemned. Amen. Being Romans, and have cast us into prison. And now do they thrust us out privately? Paul said, no, nada. It won't happen that way. But let them come themselves and fetch us out. And the sergeants told these words unto the magistrates. And they feared when they heard that they were Romans. Uh-huh. And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and depart. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, give the Lord a shout out tonight for his word. His word is true. Prevailing prayer. Praise God. Men ought to always pray and not to faint. Amen.